So one on and no one out for third baseman Alex Bregman, batting 169 in 19 games. Had an eight-game hit streak end on Sunday in Toronto. The next pitch is lifted right field, pretty deep. Over toward the line goes Piscotty toward the corner, and that's gone! Alex Bregman, a two-run home run. His first home run as a big leaguer. And the Astros tie it at two.
And he goes oppo to do it, showing off that power. Third baseman for the Astros, picking one on the outside corner and just driving it into the corner and up and over the fence.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Now it's Jose Altuve. He's 2-for-4 tonight with an RBI single in the fourth. As Altuve lines this to left field, a base hit, and that is hit number 1,000 of Altuve's career. A big turn at first, but he'll hold there. 1,000 hits for Jose Altuve.
Very special moment here at Minute Maid Park. All of his teammates on the front step applauding their second baseman. They're in awe of the things that he can do at the plate, and it's so fun to watch on a day in and day out basis.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager AJ Hinch. And you know, you look at last night's ball game, and you might look at the middle innings when the Cardinals were able to retake the lead, but it seemed like those early innings when you had Jaime Garcia on the ropes and were able to score some runs, but probably felt like you came up a little empty with some of those opportunities you had the first two or three innings.
Yeah, the first two innings we left five guys on base in scoring position, or at least four of them were in scoring position. So you walk away with a couple runs, Bregman's first home run of his Astros career, which was nice to see. But we had second and third, one out, didn't score, had the bases loaded and one out the middle of our order and didn't score. When you look back at the game, I think that's what you go home wishing that things had been a little bit better, you know, given the outcome of the game.
You mentioned Alex Bregman, first big league home run, and I mean, he hit it down the right field line, showing some good power to the opposite field.
Yeah, he's hit a couple balls pretty well that haven't gone out. One to right center in his debut, one to left center in Toronto. He's hit the ball very well, and it, you know, the numbers on the board aren't doing him justice yet because of the tough stretch that he faced in the first 35 at bats of his career, but. I've been really happy with the quality of at-bats that he's had. His strike zone judgment's pretty good. He's willing to wait and use the entire field. So he's showing some maturity at a young age.
Jose Altuve, a career milestone for him with 1,000 hits and doing it faster than any player in Astros history and second fastest among active players. And, I mean, it's been a special season for him. It's shaping up to be a pretty special career with the way things have started.
Yeah, he's a special player, and I think everyone is wowed by him on a daily basis that's around him. You know, I get to manage him, coach him, be around him, listen to him, offer him some encouragement, some advice, things like that. But his willingness to want to get better, his preparation, his at-bat management has been at an elite level this year. It's been a very good level his entire career. And I think when players start to reach milestones, I think teammates start to notice, coaches notice, fans notice, the media notices that we have a special one on our hands.
I know as a broadcaster, talking with other broadcasters around the league, I often get the question, hey, what is it like to watch this guy every day? Do you get questions like that too? Like, what is it like to watch this guy? What is it like to manage this guy every day?
Yeah, every day, you know, I get asked every city kind of what you know, what's so special about him. And it's hard to come up with more descriptions. It's just he's not perfect. He makes mistakes like everybody else does. But his preparation is elite. The things he sees in the batter's box are just different. You know, at this level, in the big league level, there's a lot of special talents. Some rise above, and in the batter's box, Jose is certainly one of the best, if not the best in the league.
Have Doug Fister on the mound today. He's been your most consistent starter over the course of the year. Obviously, the guy you'd like to have on the mound to try and at least get a split of this series.
Yeah, it's important that we come out of here and play well. You know, we've been mired in a little bit of a one step forward, one step back, two steps forward, two steps back, And we certainly have an important 14 games left to end this month, a really tough September ahead of us. You know, obviously the teams in front of us are playing really well, but you got to pile up wins in order to make it interesting for you down the stretch. On a getaway day, really tough schedule for us. We've been to the East Coast. We come home for two. We go back to the East Coast. But it'll feel a little bit better with a getaway day win.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 1987, 18,000 Astros fans came out to see a Mike Scott-Tom Glavine duel in the Dome. Scott fanned the first two batters and never looked back, but Glavine ran into first inning trouble when Billy Hatcher singled, stole second, and scored on an Allen Ashby single. Then Glenn Davis drove in Billy Doran, and the Astros were up 2-0. Hatcher singled again and scored in the fourth, and the Astros added another run to make it 5-0. In the eighth, leading 7-2, the Braves reliever Joe Baver hit a buzzsaw. Two walks and a single and a triple, and a Hatcher home run made it 11-2 Astros. Hatcher had four hits and two steals, and Scott Wayne eight innings, striking out 10 Braves as the Astros pulled to within 2.5 games of the Reds.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astrolaunch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks. My guest today on the pregame show, I have Mike Matheny, the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. And Mike, we were talking a little bit with Adam Everett yesterday and Craig Biggio about some of those great rivalries you guys had with the Astros in the early 2000s. Anything stick out for you in that rivalry?
Well, I'm sure the Astro fans won't want to remember the 2004 playoff series, but that was one that was really our World Series. We got beat up pretty bad against Boston in the World Series, but it was such an amazing atmosphere leaving here in Houston. I can still remember coming into the clubhouse after the game, and it was like we were at a rock concert. It was so loud. There was so much excitement, and every game was just back and forth. It was just one of the best hard-fought series I've ever been a part of. But the ongoing, all the way through the 2000s, all the respect that we had for this group, and Biggio and Bagwell and Berkman and Beltran was even around. Mm-hmm. An incredible group with Clemens on the mound, and just big names, big plays, great defense, dramatic homers, a little bit of everything. And so it was one of those just periods of time that I'll never forget.
It was kind of funny. It's just one of those series where you had so many great players at the top of their games at that point. A lot of guys in their prime. Was it hard as a catcher to try to set up certain guys like Bagwell or Biggio, or did you just have to mix it up as much as possible?
Yeah, you couldn't do the same thing twice against any of those guys. And Biggio he could cover the plate so well. Or you tried to come in, he'd inside out it, you come in a little further, and it hits that great big elbow guard. and Bagwell was just dangerous every single time he walked down there. Jeff Kent, the same thing. I mean, just go up and down that lineup, it was nonstop ability to cause damage. And then you put it in this park, and the ball would jump out of here, too. Yeah. So it was just a tough mix. And then you knew you got to the back end of that pen, whether you had a Lidge or whether you had a Billy Wagner, and they had nothing but hard throwers in between and good starters. So it was one of those, you just buckled up because you knew it was going to be back and forth and always close. And it was one of those that you didn't necessarily look forward to, but afterwards you appreciate it.
Yep. Talking with Mike Matheny, the St. Louis Cardinals manager. And Mike, I think a lot of your teammates probably realized if you wanted to, you'd be a manager. I mean, with your leadership skills and all the other attributes, but when you take over this team in 2012, looking back now, is it kind of funny to think you were probably more unprepared than you probably thought at that point, and how much have you learned since?
I still scratch my head and wonder how this whole thing happened, to be honest, Sparky. You know, the game tried to kick me out a couple times, and I was fortunate. I was very blessed to continue to be given opportunities. And, you know, I was released twice before I got to St. Louis and didn't really deserve to make that team. Somebody saw something. It was actually Dave Duncan, our legendary pitching coach here, that thought that they needed a defensive catcher. They'd have enough offense. And I didn't play good enough in spring training to make the club, but they let me make the team anyhow. Next thing I know, starting opening day and win a gold glove that year. Just made no sense at all. And then to be able to have a resurrected career and then to get to play a little while longer and then be able to build some relationships. And I just love the game. I love to teach. And that's what I feel like I am as a teacher. This organization invited me in for a learning experience to come in for the interview. I don't think anybody intended on me making this happen or for it to work out, but I had such a peace that this is something that I think I'm supposed to do. And when I left the interview, it was a 3-hour long interview, and just felt very prepared and felt very at peace that if this is meant to happen, it's going to. And now I look back, and this is 5 years later, and this is still something that it's hard to explain, but actually I think I enjoy it more than playing. Mm. And that sounds ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Except for the fact that kind of how I'm wired. My job here is about the 25 guys and the staff around here. And as a player, you have to take care of yourself so much. And there is a selfish aspect to
sure.
it because you have to take care of yourself. This business is about taking care of other people. And, and then getting to teach and challenge and encourage along the way.
Fit your personality better?
I hope so.
Okay, last thing. Any special conversation that you had with a former manager or a current manager that sticks out to you that really helped you?
I would say when I was in college, my coach that came in my sophomore year was Bill Freehand.
Yep.
Bill told me to take every free elective, Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
That stuck with me because it's something I still use every single day. Phil Garner, who you and I both had, taught me a lot about just the toughness of this game and kind of the old school. And then to balance that out, Jim Leland, as soon as I got the job, said, hey, no matter what you think is the right way to go about it now, you need to be flexible enough to change that along
wow.
the way because the culture is going to change. And I thought that stuck out. Tony La Russa telling me, you know, the one thing that you need to do, as you just said, is learn something new every day.
Mm.
And so I try and keep notes and write down every game something that jumps out to me that I hadn't seen before. But the list is too long. Fortunately, I have great staff with my bench coach, David Bell. Sit side by side and we kind of co-manage this thing. We try and get the vibe and the feel of what the team needs as well as everybody else on the club and try and make decisions that will help encourage and help bring the most out of our players. And I think that's kind of been the best advice I ever had, and that was something Joe Torre told me, is to just make sure this isn't about you, it's about the people around you.
There you go. That's Mike Matheny, Cardinals manager. Thanks for catching up.
Thanks, Steve.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.